Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Rig, where you and I find out at the same time what we're talking about today when my wife reveals photos, videos, and or just verbal clues to a tale from our time on the road together as full-time RVers for 3 years now. Three and a half?
Yeah. Three.
Three?
Please don't make me math on this one. It's too hard. This week's clues are photos, and I'm going to tell you... I think this one is a little tricky. Like, this is going to take some going into your mind palace to put some
mind
pieces
palace.
Together.
Got
so
it.
Are you ready?
I think.
Okay. Photo one, for those of you listening and not watching,
I know exactly what this is.
It is a warning about bears. Bear aware is the
bear
sign
aware.
Title.
That's right.
I don't think you do know.
I think I do.
Okay. So then the second part of the clue is this picture.
Uh-huh.
Which is best standing by a very peaceful waterfall with a hiking backpack surrounded by lush green trees.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the eyes you're giving me, I think you might know what this is going to turn into.
Were we in Washington?
Yes, we were in Washington.
Yeah, I'll never forget those bear aware signs.
Okay, but there's another piece that I'm not sure you understand that we're going to talk about. So shall I reveal the title?
Yeah, I do think I know what piece you're talking about, though.
The title of this tale is called Shiwi and the Bear.
Yep. That's exactly what I thought it was going to be. As soon as I saw the bear aware sign, I was like, I know exactly what this is.
Before we get into the story, we need to row the boat backwards and bring up our awesome friends, Holly and Will. We, in Vegas, went on a hike with them. And to set the scene, we are not hikers. We thought we were until we realized what we actually like is to just like walk in the woods on a path.
That's exactly what it
the
is.
The same elevation, no terrain changes.
Like, I mean, like, quick terrain changes.
Yeah.
Like, just like a few steps up and we're like,
whoa,
they really almost got us.
Woo!
Yeah.
And our friends Holly and Will, they are hikers. They are so impressive to me. Their endurance levels, like they will hike miles upon miles. And they were telling us about this place inside Nevada, which was called
Valley of Fire.
Fire of the Valley.
Nope. Valley of Fire.
Valley of Fire. It was a state park. They were actually camping there and it was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why don't you guys come out? We'll do a hike. And I'm already panicking. I'm like, yes, we would love to come with you. But like, just so you know what level we're starting at, it's the baby beginner level. So like, please don't take us on a 10-mile hike.
It's millennials walking in the woods is the level we were
I
at.
Walk outside in the woods. I walk outside in the woods. I go to the woods and then I walk.
Yeah, that's the level we were at.
We'll have to link that. We'll have to bring that back. That was a TikTok trend.
We met Holly and Will in Arizona a year later or whatever. We were going to be in the same state again. And we were like, oh my gosh, let's hang out. They were like, let's go hiking at Valley of Fire. That's where we're camping. We're like, cool. We've never been there. It was like 45 minutes away and it was fantastic. It was super
so
cool.
Beautiful.
Felt like I was in a movie. Leading up to this trip, Holly said, hey, I don't know if you guys have ever used these before, but they're really helpful for long hikes. It's a Shiwi.
Because we were asking about hiking supplies. Because we wanted to become hikers, but we didn't know how. So we were like Googling footwear and straw water backpacks. And
I mean, we were really going for it. It was literally one hike. And Court was like, what kind of hydration do we need here?
I wanted hiking poles so bad and I never got them, which is fine because we never really hiked again. So anyway,
the peeing conversation came up because, well, I don't know about you, but I pee about every 30 feet. It was hot and we were going to be hydrating. And Holly said, oh my gosh, you should get one of these things, which basically amounts to a funnel that you pee in. On trails.
Yeah. It's called the Shiwi. She just said Shiwi. And we were like, what is that?
A brand is called Shiwi.
Oh, I thought that was what the device was called.
No.
What's the device
I mean,
called?
I'm not sure, but I would call it a female peeing funnel. Peeing funnel.
I really went rogue with the title of this then. I thought they were all called Shiwis.
No, but... you know, shout out to Shiwi, I suppose. I don't even think ours are Shiwi brand. Anyway, the bottom line is, Holly says, I find this little bugger to be extremely helpful on hikes because you can just step off the trail and go. Get it before you come and then practice with it. You're supposed to practice in the shower so that you know how to use it so you don't pee all over yourself when you try to use it on the trail and you have to go to the bathroom quite badly.
So basically like an oil funnel that you shove in your pants so it yep. can come out like you have a part that you don't have if you don't have that part.
A funnel?
Is that what we're calling a penis? Yes.
First of all, I just have to sidetrack real quick and say, I love how focused this podcast is on our bodily functions in the first
That's
episodes.
Our life. There are so many stories that lead back to this because yep. that is our life, bodily yep. functions.
I don't even know if we got it by the trip. Didn't. They didn't come in time.
They came the day after. So we did not have them for the trip. So I think we ended up, I think we held it the whole time.
Yep.
Or they had like one bathroom that was along the trail. We ended up holding it the whole time. But Holly, God, man, she is
the
so
bravery.
Cool. First of all, I just she's love Holly cool. as a person. She is so courageous and brave, and she's just very bold in what she wants to do. And she's very sweet and loving as well. She's totally. Like the whole rounded package of a kind friend. And she has to pee. And
this is a totally different story we're telling
That's
right now.
That's fine. It's okay. important. So we're okay. on this hike and she has to pee and she's like, I'm going to go over here and pee. And we're like, okay, cool. But she does her thing and she just pees off of the trail into the bush. And I'm like in awe. I'm like trying not to watch. I'm trying not to be weird, but I'm like, this is so cool.
Oh no, she told us to watch. I specifically remember because me, you, Will were walking ahead and JoJo was up there with us too, their dog who's Ugh, adorable.
We freaking love JoJo.
JoJo is like the best hiker. But anyway, she said, I have Watch to this. Pee. Watch guys, this is how easy it is. And so we all turned around and she was just
nothing
like
was
her feet were literally on the trail still. Yeah. And she's just peeing out the side.
That's the cool part about Holly is she's so good. Her and Will both are like so good at teaching and educating. They make everything just feel easy and like casual and watch this. So we were like, oh my gosh, this is
she's
so
cool.
She's peeing
like a pro.
She's
How
peeing
cool.
like a pro. Nothing showing. And she now has comfortably gone to the bathroom and we can resume our hike. So.
Okay. Now fast forward to the actual story, the actual tale for today. And we're in Washington.
Chehalis?
Probably.
Chehalis.
We're like, let's go for a hike. So we go to this nearby trail. Beautiful. It's
so pretty.
Very lush as the picture shows. But it was also springtime. So everything has bloomed and or is blooming. And there's all these signs about bears.
Yes. So right, like when you get up to the trail, there are all of these posters about bears, what kind of bears they have. And in Washington, I believe there actually is a chance of grizzly bear. I knew there were a few states, like that's not very common, but I think it was Oregon, Washington, and one other state, like Northern California, where grizzlies were a thing and black bears. So they had these posters, these bear aware signs, and we're like, okay, got it, bears, you know, whatever.
We were bear aware.
We were bear aware, and we that's saw right. other people on the trail, so we're like, okay, and it actually has very helpful tips. Like if you don't know anything about bears, like we grew up in Michigan, so we don't have grizzlies, we have black bears. So I kind of knew like generally what you're supposed to do, but this was like very particular, like do not have food on you. If you do, make sure it's sealed. If you throw things away, like they will smell it. This is what you do if you encounter a bear. So we're like bear aware.
It was particular enough that you're like, someone has seen a bear multiple
someone
times on these trails.
Someone became a bear snack because they didn't wrap yeah. up their snack. That was the vibe it was giving.
Yeah.
So we read the signs. We start to go on the trail. And as Beth, we brought our shiwis. I quite honestly, in my memory, think this hike was inspired by the shiwi. I think we were like, we're going
we
to
were
use
empowered.
These things. Yes, we were so empowered. We were coming out of COVID. We're like, let's go pee in the woods and have a day hiking. Like I remember being on a high with the shiwi.
Right.
You had practiced in the shower.
I tried. But also when everything is warm in the shower, it's hard to it's hard to tell if you peed down your leg or not. We start out on this hike. And it's a switchback up this mountain. And we're literally into like the third switchback. Like we are not far up. So we are in the area where there are still plenty of hikers who, I mean, you're at the start of the trail. So like you haven't gotten far enough up that you're going to branch off into other paths where other people are walking in the woods. I was like, I hate to do this, but I have to pee right now.
Which, by the way, this is life with Bethancourt. I feel like every adventure we go to, we pee before we leave the house, like we're elementary students going on a bus. And then the second we get there, Beth is like, I really have to pee. And yeah. I'm like, okay, we don't do pee shame. Like, if you have to pee, you have to pee. I should have seen that this was coming.
Yeah.
And yes.
The drive was like 20 minutes. It was super basically short. A slam dunk and then, that I was going to have to pee when
I don't
we got
know
there.
That if you remember this, you actually peed at the outhouses where the bear signs were because we both peed again.
Oh, that doesn't shock me.
To make sure it was out of our system. So from the time of the outhouse up to where we were, it was maybe like 12 minutes.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, hey, babe, shockingly, I have to pee now. And she was like, oh, okay, well, you've got your shiwi and well, go for it. And so I am self-conscious because I'm like, we literally just saw people, so I'm gonna have to pee quick, but also like I need to get off the trail. I am not brave like Holly. I could not just stand on the trail and pee off of it. I was like, I'm gonna have to go into the woods. So I go like 4 feet in, and then all of a sudden I was like, babe, bear aware though, I can't pee where there are bears. So then I was like torn between going in further and then staying where I was so I wasn't a bear snack. So,
and can you please describe what kind of pants you were wearing?
Yes, the pants are very important because I was wearing athletic pants like I am right now. They weren't Reebok sweats, but they were sweats of sorts. They were Nike sweats. And the thing is, I pulled the shiwi out and all of a sudden I was like, oh no, Holly had pants that zipped. And then I was like, how am I... Oh, no. And then I realized in order to put the device in place, I would have to like basically pull down the front of my pants. And we're
can
like,
I just say from my view, I'm on the trail. I'm standing guard. I'm like making sure no one
which,
comes around.
What are you going to do if someone comes around? Yell, don't look, my wife's peeing.
My wife is using her shiwi and she's afraid a bear is going to eat her. Give her a moment. And the look on your face, the best way I know how to find a comparison is like a toddler that has to poop in the potty, but they don't want to. And so they're like moving around and adjusting and they're like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're gonna have to do it.
I was trying to figure out how do I put this thing in place and not like completely pull my pants down
to moon everyone.
Kind
of defeats the purpose.
It completely defeats the purpose. So I'm trying not to run into a bear. I'm also trying not to, for anyone else to run into my bear by my pants being down too low. And then I'm also like, I have to pee. Like, that's why we're here. So I was like, I have to pee. And then I was like, babe, I don't know what to do. I don't know that it's in right, but it's coming. And so I started peeing. And very quickly, I realized we're not in the shower anymore. And I can very quickly tell I am peeing down my leg. And as I am panicked because I'm peeing down my leg and there's no stopping it, like you're midstream.
When you have to go that badly, plus like your bladder urgency is very different than mine. Like when she has to go, it's like already happening. Whereas I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Eventually.
I can probably hold it like 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes.
I realize things are not going well. And it's dripping down my leg. And as I'm like, no, and I'm trying to like adjust midstream while yelling to Court, babe, it's not working well. But while I'm fighting these two different thought patterns, the pee that is coming out the funnel, I'm now distracted by the pee running down my leg inside my sweats. And in my distraction, I then the pee that is coming out the funnel, I now accidentally aimed at my boot. And so now I'm fully peeing down my leg and on my boot at the same time while yelling to her,
help me,
help. Then I heard people coming. And so then I panicked even more. And I'm shocked I didn't just pull the funnel out and pee everywhere. But
did you keep the funnel in place till the end?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. Like, because the funnel was there, my body was like, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
So it was like...
That's like when you can't poop when you're not home. Like, your body just knows.
Yeah, my body was like, why is this here? No, thank you. And I was like, no, we must. We must go forth. So anyway, it was
so bad.
It was taking forever. And I was like, someone's literally going to see me peeing with my shiwi, and or a bear is going to be like, ma'am, what are you doing?
You had bears from the backside to be concerned about, people from the front, and then had to hike with this pee sock.
That's right. It collected on the rim of my sock, which was grosso. That's the story of how I pissed on myself in the woods. But is that the name of it?
Yeah. Beth pisses on herself in the woods. It's Shiwi and the bear.
Shiwi and the bear. You. Yeah. That was quite an eventful adventure for us.
Yeah. We've hiked since then. Probably. But we have not used the Shiwi. I've never used mine. It's there for good measure. But after seeing that happen to her, I was like, you know what? I think I'll just remain a squat girl. That's how we did it in Cadillac.
That's right.
You just balance on your thighs and I'll just call that good. And
grab
people
a tree.
Can see my bear. Yeah, I don't really care.
Hopefully that was fun for you. If you don't already follow us on all social media channels, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Life with Beth and Court. Our website is lifewithbethandcourt.com, has some blog resources and other helpful resources and links over there. And anything else from you?
I think that's it. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.